Myfani Muffy McIntosh, better known in the community as Muffy, is an urban polling instructor and hike leader through Rainbow Roots Association, RRA. She volunteers her time sharing her love for outdoor exercise and promoting a healthy lifestyle. Now retired, McIntosh was an RPN for 31 years. When she retired, she wanted to keep busy and active. McIntosh got involved in 2014, after looking for something to do in retirement and taking interest in the health benefits. She credits Louise Hickey, Judy Day, Pat Jackson, Cecile Richardson and Janine Baker for their contributions, as well. She became a certified urban polling instructor through a past RRA program in 2014, and is now someone everyone turns to for advice on the practice. I wasn't ready to retire and I heard of this from a friend of a friend, McIntosh said. We met at Adenac and I went up the hill, and even though it was pouring rain, I just loved the experience. We did clinics at libraries and went to Manitoulin Island, where we introduced urban polling to the diabetes program. We started going to Southridge Mall to lead activator pole training for people with balance and stability issues, to help with fall prevention. People found it really good. Judy and I were asked to do a clinic at a physio rehab clinic, plus our regular 3 days a week through Rainbow Roots. Then COVID came, and programming ceased. During the call confirming our interview, I learned I'd be receiving my first urban polling lesson during said interview. When I arrived at Bell Park, I knew that the lady with the poles, sharing technique advice with another lady, must be Muffy. I had a lot of fun during my lesson, learning how to walk along with ergonomic, ski-type poles and was surprised at how urban polling felt like an enjoyable workout. As someone new to the activity, I learned quickly with McIntosh's engaging instruction. We do walks for people at all different levels. Pre-COVID, the urban polling walks were organized through Rainbow Roots Association. We're not sure when they'll resume, but anyone interested can keep an eye on their website for updates. We typically get up to 30 participants in each of the different levels. We see such changes in some of our participants. It's a wonderful exercise with people. Sometimes people get it right off, sometimes it'll be two or three times. The more they come, the better they get. Urban polling is great for improving balance and stability, core strength, and endurance. People love the social aspect. Urban polling has grown in popularity in Sudbury since an original initiative to encourage active living. Louise applied for a grant to teach seniors, this was before my time, to get people moving, walking, exercising. Fit for Life partnered with the Health Unit and Rainbow Roots. Now we do urban polling through Rainbow Roots. We've taken participants on so many trails: Adenac, Twin Forks, New Sudbury Historical Trail, Moonlight, Bell Park, Loach's Road, Bioski, Kivy and Fielding Park, and a lot of these people haven't been to these trails. They just love it, being in nature. Everyone remarks on how beautiful it is in these woods. At the end of the walk, people are all smiling and they feel great. Snowshoeing through the Laurentian Conservation Area with poles is really amazing. In addition to sharing her love for urban polling, McIntosh volunteers in other ways, as well. For her church, she prepares food and provides comfort and friendship to those in need. I've always loved helping people, all my life, any type of volunteering. For over 20 years, I've been volunteering with my church, St. Andrew's United Church, and out of the cold. Friday nights, pre-COVID, we would feed 250 people. Out of the cold, an initiative to provide a warm welcome and hot meal for anyone to come out of the cold and enjoy friendly company, started in 1988 through the cooperation among Sudbury churches and volunteer groups. The meals are cooked and served by six teams of volunteers. And there's more. McIntosh is part of a group of people who have helped a Syrian family settle into Northern Ontario living. Our church sponsored a Syrian family. I've helped with them a lot. The little one was a baby then, and now he is 5 years old, and has got to be my best friend. Her eyes lit up, just sparkled, talking about him. It is clear to see that although McIntosh gives of herself to help others, she too, enjoys the benefits of connecting with others through volunteerism. A big smile is just so nice to see. I love to help people. I love to see them get this technique and the social aspect. A lot of people are living alone. One woman said, urban polling gave her a new lease on life. It warms your heart. They say, I was sitting at home doing nothing and this is wonderful. It really increases their confidence and is life-changing. I love to do it. It gives me such enjoyment seeing others enjoy themselves. My Funny Macintosh's words of volunteer wisdom: if you have something you love to do, you can share it. I saw something I enjoyed and wanted to pass it on to others. I wanted to be an instructor. I love seeing people enjoy urban poling and helping them get the technique. Their love of it makes my heart happy. Aaron Medakovic is a freelance writer and editor in Sudbury and a Sudbury.com contributor. Helpers is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.